will do the same, I think it is. Thank you for that fax that came in to us. And if you're phoning us, 07491 25000, the text is 086 77 00 555. Now, the former expose presenter, Michelle Doherty, who's from Donegal, has recently revealed she felt like she was a failure as a mum after the birth of her son Max, as she battled postnatal depression. Michelle, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Not at all. No problem.
So, tell us about Max and when you had Max.
So I had Max. He's going to be 11 months actually on the 7th of July. So he's nearly a year already. And I suppose I kind of had quite a difficult birth, first of all, and then I had serious struggles with breastfeeding, which I found really, really tough. And I think that's where the whole failure thing comes into play, because you're made feel that breastfeeding is the most natural thing in the world. And unfortunately, I fell for that hook, line, and sinker. And when it didn't work out for me, I got really upset, and I put myself under serious pressure to try and make it work. And I was told by a nurse and by Mark and my mum and everybody saying, will you just leave it now? You can't keep doing this to yourself. So that was the start of it, I think, with the failure part. That's how I felt.
So, Michelle, when you had Max, you said it was difficult, but when you had him, how did you feel initially toward him?
Oh, no, I was mad about him. I absolutely fell, madly in love with him. And he's a brilliant wee baby. Now, we suffered with colic and stuff like that. So being a mom, like, initially, it was a big shock to the system. And unfortunately, me and Mark don't have parents, or parents aren't over here, so we were kind of left to our own devices. So it was a big wake up call for the two of us. But we got on with it and loved it. But it was really hard at the start because the wee man had colic or whatever. And then I suppose you put the feeling low or whatever down to just being pure exhausted. So that's what I thought initially.
Yeah, so you and Mark over in England.
Yeah, we're over in England.
Yeah.
On our own, and as much as you think that you can get on with it yourself, it is nice to have, a wee bit of support, but unfortunately we didn't have that, so we just had to get on with it ourselves,
That's where grannies come in handy, isn't it?
This is where the wee grannies come in, lovely and handy, yeah.
Yeah.
And aunties and all the rest. But anyway, yeah. We kind of knew that was ahead of us anyway, but I don't think it's until you need to go off and do something that you realise, oh, God, it'd be so nice just to be able to give them to somebody, whereas me and Max spend every minute of every day nearly together. We don't have separate times,
So you obviously, you bought into this breast is best and you tried all of that and it wasn't working and you kept at it, really.
Yeah.
Until ultimately you had to stop, and you felt at that point that triggered failure in your head.
Yes, definitely. That was the start of it, yeah. But then again, I got on with it and I kept going, but I cried nearly as much as the child did. Now, I never cried in front of him. I always made sure I was in good form in front of Max, because I wanted him to know that what happiness was and that this is how life is. It's always going to be a happy place, whereas underneath it all, I was suffering myself, and I didn't realise that's what was happening to me.
So Max was around, what, 6-7 months?
Yeah.
When it really hit you?
When it really hit me. I think it was, I was in denial, basically. I just didn't want to accept it, because there's such a stigma attached to depression. And when you think about it, you're like, there's no way. How could this be happening to me? I've got a really healthy wee baby boy. I've got an amazing partner. I've got a great wee life. This can't be happening. I'm fine. It's not this. So it got to the stage where I was completely irritable with Mark. Like, I was taking everything out in him, and just then I got to the point where I was like, I can't continue on like this. I was crying all the time. I felt so low. Felt like I was... Thankfully, I didn't feel like a failure as a mum, because I knew I was a good mum. I knew that I always, was good around Max, but it was just what I was doing to myself.
Yeah. And Michelle, I mean, as a journalist and TV presenter, you would have dealt with subjects, you'd have learned a lot, you'd have probably read a lot about issues. when this was happening to you, did you start to think, what am I going through postnatal depression here? Did it occur to you?
No, I was in complete denial. I just kept putting it down to, I'm just exhausted, I'm a new mom, I have no help, I just, you know, I'll get through this, it'll be fine. And it wasn't until, you know, the one thing I'm so glad that I did is I went and got help, and I went to the doctor. And when I spoke to her, she was like, oh no, this sounds a bit more serious than what you think. And she made me fill out a questionnaire, and yet, sure enough, I was on the border of depression. So, again, the word scared the life out of me. I was like, I'm not going to medication. I don't want to know anything about it. I've known people who've suffered medication, and I suppose it was years ago where you'd go on that real high and then you'd have such a low, and that just scared the life out of me. So, again, I was in denial about it. I was like, I don't want, this is not happening to me. So I went and seen a counsellor and tried to deal with it that way. And every week I went, it just seemed to get worse and worse. So she talked me into trying the antidepressants then.
And how old was Max at that point?
He was, I'd say, about 8 months.
Right.
Yeah.
So it got pretty serious for you, now.
Yeah, it was. It was just, as the counsellor said to me, she was like, you're so fragile. Like, I couldn't even talk about anything without getting upset, you know?
Yeah. And then you felt guilty about your partner, and I'm giving him a hard time.
Oh, I give him an awful time, yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just didn't know what was happening to you, really.
I didn't know, exactly. And, you know, the more we talked about it, I think my counselor was saying it can be like a chemical imbalance that you go through when you have a child, and, you know, that could be all it is, but you still need something just to take you back up from feeling that low, and just, you know, you just need something to help you get back on your feet.
Yeah, I think I can hear him there, can I?
Yeah. He's probably like, where are you?
He's letting you know.
Excuse me for 5 minutes, yeah.
So the point the counsellor even said to you, because you felt you weren't getting anywhere there, and that in itself would be very frustrating because of, you know, maybe your first time with a counsellor, and you thought, even this isn't working.
Yeah, working, exactly, yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Though it was 10, I'd left there in floods of tears going, oh my God, I'm never going to get through this. But I just, and to be honest, you know, it has helped. It just sort of leaves you that you can deal with your day, whereas I was finding it very tough to deal with the day, you know.
And you went on the tablets?
I went on my tablets, yeah. Now, they're very low dosage, which is great, because I think that, again, you think of, oh my God, I don't want to be on these things that are going to make me as high as a kite, and, you know, I'm loving it. And the other side of it was the fear that I would get addicted to them and that I would have to depend on them for the rest of my life. But I just had to get over that and go, you need these right now. They'll just help you get on your feet, and then we'll deal with coming off them then.
So how have they helped? I know you say it's a low dose. When did you start to see a bit of light?
Yeah, about 3 weeks later, you just feel, you kind of feel anxious all the time when I wasn't on them. So that kind of, you just feel a wee bit more relaxed and just not as emotional all the time.
Mm. And how are you now?
I'm not great, to be honest, but I'm getting better, that's for sure, yeah. But you just, it's, I think even talking about it, it's upsetting because, as I said, you just feel like, what the hell is wrong with me? I can't be going through this when I've got everything I could possibly ask for, you know? But anyway, thankfully, I'm a healthy wee man, and I have great support around me, so that's the main thing.
I'm probably just,
the reason I wanted to talk about it, John, was I don't want anybody else to go through this and feel that they don't have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's hard enough being a new mum without feeling the failure of that as well.
Well, you're not a failure.
No.
You're not a failure.
Anyway, sorry, forget upset.
Not at all, listen.
But yeah, I just want to talk about, because I don't want another mother sitting on her own thinking, I can't go through this, you know, that it's okay, there is help out there, and everything will be fine, you know.
It's just thinking about it, I know, and talking about it, and, you know.
Yeah, you just, and it's the last thing you want, you know, you just, it's a really special time, this amazing little human being, and that's the other thing I wanted to say as well, like, I love that wee man so much, it's nothing to do with him, it's just something that happened during childbirth that just triggered this in me, you know.
And have you spoken, Michelle, to other mums yet who've been through this?
Yeah, but that's the funny thing is people cover it up or they hide it, so you think you're the only person that's going through it. And then the minute that you start talking about it, everybody's like, oh, that's happened to me, and oh, that happened to me years ago, and it was just for my first child, or vice versa, you know. But because nobody really talks about it, you think you're the only person that's going through it.
Well, I've spoken to mums in the past, Michelle, and they've told me that they couldn't even look at their baby.
Well, that was the one good thing, Sean, that I was so grateful for, that I never took it out on Max, and I never blamed him for anything. He was probably the one thing that got me through it, to be honest. But yeah, I've heard stories like that, which are horrendous, because you can imagine, like, this poor wee baby hasn't done anything. But, you know, these mums just can't even look at them. Or they can't even get out of bed. That's the other extreme part of it. Like, I was very lucky I could face my day every day.
It isn't, and I'm sure the more you'll talk to other people, and as you get through this, and you will get through it, you will, that people will, you know, say to you, you know, how low they got, and how many people out there have actually been through this, and they're not all talking about you're doing a great service. And I realize this is difficult for you, and it's hard to hear you crying, and it's difficult, but the fact that you are talking, I'm sure, I know there'll be people listening who'll be saying, I went through that, I know exactly what she's going through, you know. And I don't know whether that helps, but I hope it does.
No, it definitely does, because as I said, you just feel, what the hell is wrong with me? How can I be feeling like this? This is ridiculous. You've got everything that you could ask for, but it's just something that goes on in your head that you just can't, you can't just switch it on or off, you know. But again, as I said, I think people are scared to talk about the big D word, and you know, mine is just a mild version. There's a lot more people that have got it a lot more serious than me, but again, it's just that whole, oh, don't talk about it, don't say anything about it, it's fine. Whereas I couldn't. I had to get help. I just had to.
Yeah, and there's no point people saying to you, oh, you know, you should be glad. Look, you've got a healthy baby, and look at the life you have, and look at the great partner you have. You know all of that.
Yes, exactly.
And if you could switch this off, you'd switch it off.
Oh, big time, yeah, big time.
And people might say, oh, well, think of people who are worse off, and look at this happening today on the news. That doesn't help you, does it?
Well, no, it doesn't, yeah, I know.
And have you been home, Michelle? Or
I have. I've been home. Had a wedding there at home recently, but I do. I miss my family terribly as well, Sean. I'm a bit of a home bird. Like, I wouldn't change what I have over here for the world. And I'm so lucky that I'm so close to home that I can go home every now and again. But you just miss. I'm very close to my family, and I just miss them terribly. You know.
I know. And if they're listening, and I'm sure there's some of them will be, and they'll be like, get off the phone so I can ring her and tell her.
You're probably like, oh God, you're so embarrassing. Get up.
No, you're not one bit embarrassing. You know, you're very honest, and it's a courageous thing to do, to talk about it and share it, and it's very unselfish of you, actually.
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know, the easier option was just to pretend everything's fine. Oh my God, I've got everything's great. Whereas I'm too honest for that. I wish I was a bit more, a bit. I wish I could cover things up a bit more, but I can't. I just wear my heart in my sleeve. And as I said, if I can just help one other mum just to think, right, if she's going through this, then I'll go get a wee bit of help as well, do you know?
What have you been told, Michelle, by, you know, your counsellor, your doctor, in terms, I know you're on the medication now, and that's helping you to see a bit of sunshine again.
Yeah.
I mind you, there's a lot of sunshine around you at the moment, I presume, with the weather. Doesn't help. But but you can see it a bit more. Have they told you, you know, just give it a month, 2 months, few months? What have they said?
No, they do say to give it a few months, because you can start feeling better, and you think, oh, that's grand, I'm much better. And then you can come off, and it still just hasn't got you up to where you should be. So I'm looking at it for 6 months, just to see how I feel after 6 months. And they keep an eye on you, which is brilliant over here, you know. Like, they don't just give it to you and then forget about you. You know, she'll want to see me after a few months, so.
And also, the dose can be changed.
Dose can be changed. Yeah. But as I said, I'm just happy, just, you know, if it just took me up from that, being that fragile every day, that I can actually get up and be in better form, and I've made Mark's life a wee bit better. God love him. He's just like, what?
Yeah, but he wants you.
No one ever talks about the daddies either. I mean,
How is he coping with it?
He's, you know, he's brilliant with it, but I'd say how I was behaving to him wasn't easy for him. But Mark's a very supportive man, so he could take a lot of the abuse that I was giving him. Like, I don't mean physical or anything like that, but you're just snappy and you're just irritable, and you think that they should be mind readers and you just take it out in them, but no, thankfully he's the patience of a saint.
Well, you know, and he won't mind me saying this, because I was talking to Daniel O'Donnell recently on the programme, and his wife Magella, as you know, has talked about her depression and difficulties, and while he was on the programme, she actually called in, but he was saying that when she is down, and this wasn't that long ago, we were talking recently about it, when she is down, even if he offered her a cup of tea, she would hardly know how to respond to it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how flat she gets. So, I mean, it's very much out there, and loads of people have it, and, you know, it's okay as well to be like that. You know, it's okay.
It's okay to admit it, and it's okay to ask for help. The problem is, people try and, because I said that to the counsellor, I said, oh, you know what, maybe I'll just shut up and pot up and just get on with it. And she was like, well, you're certainly not doing that, because that's when things happen and you need to talk about it and you need to make sure that you're getting the right help that you need. So that's the most important bit of advice that you can give.
Yeah, I don't know if you're up for reading books. Sometimes when you're depressed, you can't concentrate to read books. But there's a caller who says, you know, could you recommend to Michelle a book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle.
Brilliant. I know it.
Do you know it?
Yeah. I've tried to read it a couple of times. It's a hard read, but no, I do understand. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, I know. And I must get it back out again and start. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Yeah. And listen, you take care.
All right, Sean. Thanks so much.
They'll be all phoning you now saying, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
And listen.
No, for God's sake.
No, you look after yourself and that lovely baby and your partner. And
all right,
we'll speak on another day.
Okay, Sean. Thank you so much.
You take care.
Take care of yourself.
Bye. Bye-bye. Michelle Doherty there.